The United Nations World Food Program is warning that food stocks in North Korea are dipping to dangerously low levels. WFP officials warn that without new donations, they will have to cut food rations to some of the country's most vulnerable people. The World Food Program is issuing an urgent appeal to the outside world for more aid donations to North Korea. The United Nations agency is seeking international donations of 500,000 tons of food, some $200 million worth, to cover the expected shortfall in the coming year. Tony Bradbury, regional director of the WFP's Asia operations, said that for the past few months, the aid pipeline has been adequate to feed the 6.5 million highly vulnerable North Koreans, such as children and the elderly, that the agency serves. However, Mr. Bradbury warned that food stocks were quickly drying up and that some of the agency beneficiaries would soon suffer the effects.
It's a very bad confluence of events where we're about to run out of food and they're about to run out of their own food. And unless we get on a very urgent basis new contributions in the coming weeks, we're going to face these very serious cuts.
The World Food Program says it has already stopped giving vegetable oil to 900,000 elderly North Koreans. As of next week, the UN program will also have to stop providing oil rations to kindergarten children, nurseries, and pregnant and nursing women. At the moment, he said, the WFP beneficiaries receive the equivalent of one 250-gram cup of rice a day in food aid. Mr. Bradbury rejected concerns that food aid from his agency was actually helping to feed North Korean government and army personnel. He said the food was going to average North Koreans, who desperately need it.
Food is needed in the country right now very badly, but it's the people that need the food, not the government and not the army. The government's going to be okay. The army's going to be okay. I'm not worried about them.
Some analysts have speculated that North Korea's major donors of aid, including the United States and Japan, are deliberately withholding aid in order to force North Korea to resume negotiations over its nuclear weapons programs. However, Mr. Bradbury said he was confident that such countries were not using the issue of food aid as a political weapon. He expressed optimism that donor countries were willing to separate political issues from the immediate needs of the North Korean people. Celia Hatton for VOA News, Beijing.